And this is KPFT Houston, the voice of Pacifica for the Upper Gulf Coast. Stay tuned for Sexto Sol with Ernesto Aguilar.
The following program contains language or images of a frank or sensitive nature that may be considered objectionable by some.
A voice
Listener
from the past.
Discretion is advised.
Harías lo mismo con estas fieras. Y este cabrón también es villista, matando la fuerza que es oprimista. ¿Qué vas a hacer cuando el poder te quite todo y lo nombre de él? Soy acusado y maltratado solo por ser del otro pinche lado. Todo camino se ha cerrado, muy bienvenido al otro lado.
Soy zapatista, me chinga ejército. Vamos a pelear, el miedo no lo conozco. Mexica ejército, vamos a pelear, el miedo no lo conozco. Soy zapatista, mexica ejército, vamos a pelear, el miedo no lo conozco. Soy zapatista, mexica ejército, vamos a pelear, el miedo no lo conozco.
Cadenas judiciales, puros gringos llevaron a mi mero mero socio. Chale con eso, esa tierra es de nosotros. Miraron los aztecas con puro oro. Espíritu de Zapata, tiempo para guerra. Rifles, pileros, lumbre, ceniza. El fin del mundo ya llegó. Y todo lo que queda y es dinero sucio. Somos valientes, no conozco la tristeza. Si no eres traficante, no critica mi vida. El movimiento no quita el hambre. Y vendo la fina y en el mero el hambre. Mi gente está confundida. Miro cazadores con órdenes de arriba. Mi vida está pesado y no puedo andar en este mundo.
Soy zapatista, mexica ejército.
Vamos a pelear, el miedo no lo conozco.
Soy zapatista, mexica ejército.
Vamos a pelear, el miedo no lo conozco.
Soy zapatista, mexica ejército.
Vamos a pelear, el miedo no lo conozco.
Soy zapatista, mexica ejército.
Good evening. This is Ernesto Aguilar on KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. Sexto Sol on the air. Little after midnight, little after Democracy Now. A great hearing from Amy Goodman. Great hearing from my man Otis Hardy McClay on the air. We need you to pick up the phone. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. We are in the middle of Marathon, also known as Fun Drive, meaning that we have to reach out to you in the community to give us a little bit of money, give us a little bit of your love, give us a little bit of your contribution. I'm talking to the east side, west side, north side, south side, far-flung areas, Channelview, Beaumont, Baytown, Galveston, folks who don't have access to information as close to the city as others, and who are looking to KPFT as a resource, who are interested in diverse programming as our new programming schedule has opened up for. We have a number of great premiums coming up on the show. We have two guests, rapper Capone, who has just released a new CD called Chicano World Part 2. He and his label, Latino Jam Records, have offered up their new CD, Chicano World Part 2, as a thank you gift for the $75 level. Got to give it up to Latino Jam, got to give it up to Capone, who are out there, Chris Perez and all the folks with Latino Jam representing. And if you are the first person taking us up on that $75 level, not actually on our sheets, but I will give you from my own stash a Capone Chicano World Part 2 Rappers War t-shirt free as part of a thank you. The first person to take us up on that $75 level, credit card payment for Capone Chicano World Part 2 on that $75 level. $150 level, we have, they called me King Tiger, Reyes Lopez Tiarina. Our second guest actually translated that book to English. His name is Jose Angel Gutierrez. He is a living legend in Texas and founder of the La Raza Unida Party, an educator, a professor who is in Dallas right now, and an author. He's going to be talking a little bit about his books later on and a number of other issues, history, and our lost history in a lot of respects. So you'll want to go ahead and check out that interview next. We're going to kick some Oso Motley, but I want you to go ahead and give us a call, 713-526-5738. If you checked out Nuestra Palabra a little bit earlier, a guest named Camilo with Theater of Liberation from Seattle brought up a really good point. We are at war. We are at a war of ideas and a war of diversity. People who have taken to the station, myself included, have a lot of passion for seeing the diversity of this city and everything that makes this city such a beautiful place to be at, to get onto the airwaves, to bring you different kinds of music, different kinds of viewpoints. People like Capone, people like Jose Angel Gutierrez, people like Amy Goodman in Democracy Now! If you are getting anything in any way, shape, or form from this radio station, you need to give up a little bit of love to us. It can be any amount. It can be $10, $20, $35. We go on up through the levels. The Tiarina book is at the $150 level. Obviously, we can go on up if you've got it. And we will take it, certainly so. But if you can give us anything at all, again, $10, $20, $35, every little bit counts. I know that giving up that kind of money is a little bit of a luxury item for those of you with kids and those of you kind of struggling along, but if you kind of consider $35 is 9 cents a day, you want to go ahead and give us a little bit if you get anything from this radio station. Again, ideas, music, diversity, all these kinds of things are key with KPFT. 713-526-5738. We're going to kick some Oso Motley again, and I am going to come back to you with our guest Capone, who's going to be coming up in just a few minutes. Again, 713-526-5738. I want you to get off your butts and pick up that phone right now. 713-526-KPFT. Give us a call right now. A little bit of donation can't hurt you. Give us a hand here, and we're going to be right back.
Issue they charge, issue they complain about, strolling the boulevard. You the one claiming and screaming you're all hard. Are you in control or is it just a facade? If Uncle Sam wants you, it's you that he'll need. It's you that'll sacrifice and it's you that'll bleed. I think you need to reflect on some old Sam's need and recognize in life there's only two guarantees. So proceed to believe and thus we gotta discuss. Have we all lost trust in us? Cause you and I, we us. Together we must live, change and die. Everybody's included, it's up to you to decide.
Now, I could sit here and play some more music, or I could club you over the head with a pitch. 713-526-5738. We are in the middle of marathon, meaning you need to get up out of the bed, get up out of the car, and everything else, and pick up the radio. Not necessarily pick up the radio, but I want you to go ahead and pick up your phone. You can pick up the radio, too, and dance with it if you'd like, but pick up your phone and give us a call up here. Otis, are you in the lobby?
Yeah.
Otis, yeah, how is everything going out there? First, folks who may have tuned to this show previously, this is Otis Harding McClay. You've probably heard him earlier in the station, some of the other shows, program director and a guy who's responsible for a lot of the wonderful new program we got. How are we looking out there?
Well, we have, let's see, one pledge on the line. I just took one from Bob Bitter, who is so enrolled in what we're doing. He keeps calling back and adding more, adding another pledge.
I love you, Bob. I love you.
But I'm not seeing this giant outpouring that I think you deserve. 713-526-5738 is the number. I mean, of course, this is an experiment. This is a whole new thing at KPFT, the idea of putting a public affairs and a magazine show on after midnight. I don't think this is well, no, us the folks, we used to be after midnight.
Exactly. And but you're one of the big inspirations for me,
gone,
too.
Huh?
So you were certainly one of the big inspirations for me, too. The last show that we did, we actually did a pretty big call-in show, which was one of the first ones that we'd done in KPFT in quite a long time. And your show was one of the ones that really pioneered that for us. But yeah, we're getting into a brand new experiment, so we need your support out there. 526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT.
Well, I know this is like the third show you've done, the third Sexta de Sol.
It's the second.
The second. And I know last week you were getting calls. You were getting calls.
Yeah, certainly so. Certainly. We had a hot button topic.
We're saying, well, this is the time to call now and close that circle. Say, yeah, I like having Ernesto on from midnight to 1 in the morning. I think it's worth his time to stay up late, even though he's got to get up in the morning. I think it matters to me to have him on here. And the only way we know whether what we're doing is working is by your support, by your membership, by your becoming a member, by saying, yes, that was what I was waiting for. I was waiting to have a show like this on at this time. And the way you show that support is by calling 713-526-5738. That's how it works. Well, I have to put the mic down now.
Wonderful. That's what I want to see, folks. I want you to, if you can give me a hand here, those of you who are listening, I want you to pick up the phone and see Otis dance. Picture Otis dancing around, because right now he's setting that microphone down because we've got so many phones ringing at this point. 713-526-5738. This game is Make Otis Dance. This is Sexto Sol. You are listening to Ernesto Aguilar. And we have much, much more program to go. I was going to go ahead and kick it into a little bit of Capone, but we're going to go ahead and get to that interview in just a second. Put in a little bit more music. We're going to play some Tijuana No. Again, you're not going to hear a lot of this music anywhere else. Where else are you going to hear Oso Motley? You're damn sure not going to hear it on KRBE. You're not going to hear it on Clear Channel Communications Land. You're going to hear it here on KPFT. Things That Work plays, some of the music. He has various artists. And Sarah Golden, who was in the studio a few days ago. Phil, you have the BBC. You have Democracy Now. You have this program. We're putting Chicano artists, bilingual artists, and a lot of diverse types of music on the air. A lot of stations won't do this type of programming. This is Sexto Sol. Your listeners have a very, very set format and a very, very set playlist in terms of what they'll play. And we need your support. 713-526-5738. Otis, how are we looking out there?
Well,
can put in a little...
we got...
some Tijuana
Nuts. And Teresa, here we have a national...
heard a lot of this music. Beautiful.
And we have the...
you're damn sure not...
advisory board.
If that can hear... egalitarian education's land is...
talk about...
See, here...
These are the people who are doing it.
Is some of the music that he has.
5 7.
Artisan Sarah Golden, who is in this a few days ago. Phil, you have the C. You have Democracy Now. You have this program.
I'm getting
Chicano artists and bilingual artists and a lot of diverse types of music on the air. A lot of stations won't do this type of programming. This is Sexto Sol. Your listeners have a very, very set format and a very, very set playlist in terms of what they'll play. And we need your support. 713-526-5738. Otis, how are we looking out there?
Well,
can put in a little...
we got...
some Tijuana Nuts.
And Teresa, here we have a national...
heard a lot of this music. Beautiful.
And we have the...
you're damn near sure not...
advisory board.
If that can hear... egalitarian education's land is...
talk about...
See, here...
These are the people who are doing it.
Is some of the music that he has.
5 7.
Artisan Sarah Golden, who is in this a few days ago. Phil, you have the C. You have Democracy Now. You have this program.
I'm getting
Chicano artists and bilingual artists air and a lot of diverse types of music on the air. A lot of stations won't do this type of programming. This is Sexto Sol. Your listeners have a very, very set format and a very, very set playlist in terms of what they'll play. And we need your support. 713-526-5738. Otis, how are we looking out there?
Well,
can put in a little...
we got...
some Tijuana Nuts.
And Teresa...
Here
we have a national...
we in this music... beautiful station where you can...
we have the...
the door. You're damn sure not... grammar. Nowhere else. You can go to Seattle. You can go to Phoenix. You can go to Dallas. You can go to Chicago. All these types of cities do not have a KPFT. If you are getting something from the station, if you can hear the sound of my voice, you need to pick up that phone. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. Again, we have some wonderful premiums. $75 level. We have Capone, who we're going to bring out online in just a second, who his label and the artist himself have been very, very supportive. He and I have spoken previously, and he's been very, very supportive of community-based independent radio because he knows that independent artists are not going to get played out on these major stations that work on, well, people don't want to say it, but work on a payola system. We need your support if we're going to put those types of programs on the air. We're going to need your support to help these artists get the exposure across 100,000 watts. We need your support to bring out someone like Jose Angel Gutierrez to talk about his new book, to talk about a lot of the struggles that are going on. Again, whether you're black, brown, green, purple, everybody, I think, on some level, believes that we need to be a much more diverse airwaves. We need to be a much more diverse society. We need to be reaching out to all different communities. Otis has done that in a lot of respects, bringing on folks like Gus Garza, bringing on folks like Valdemaro. 713-526-5738. If you are interested in seeing this type of programming continue, we need you to pick up the phone. Maybe this program isn't exactly your cup of tea, but obviously you're still listening, so you can certainly respect that we are offering you something that you can't get anywhere else. Otis, how are we looking out there? Looking quiet, unfortunately, it sounds like. I need to hear some phones, people. 713-526-5738. We're going to go ahead. Let's go ahead and cut to some music real quick, but I need to hear some phones in just a moment. Again, it's 713-526-5738. We're going to go ahead and cut to some music. Again, give us a call. 713-526-KPFT.
La gente. La raza, somos solo una. Ni los muros, ni las púas, ni las balas, ni la propaganda racista, ni la xenofobia será nunca una barrera en nuestra tierra de siempre.
The other day I woke up in the mañana, cause I was dreaming about López de Santana. Feeling sad in my throat un veneno. This motherfucker gave the güeros al terreno. We wouldn't mind to share it with los gabachos. It was too late when we found out they were being gachos. Books at school tell they always been decentes. We used to rape and kicked out nuestras gentes. With a jump I sat down on a silla, asking myself where is Pancho Villa. Since we already got a full-scale invasion, carrying us weapons culture right for sin razón. One beast is gonna be
pinche gobierno. Taches que they'll try to kill you primero. The most important thing for them
is el dinero.
Nosotros llegamos primero.
California, Stomanet.com. Arizona, Stomanet.com. Texas, Stomanet.com. Nuevo México, Stomanet.com. El Álamo, Stomanet.com. Hasta Stomanet.com. Puerto Rico, Stomanet.com. América,
Stomanet.com.
Por eso depende de nosotros mantener viva la conciencia y fuerte la resistencia contra los demonios fascistas y neoliberales que pasean arrogantes en la contrarrevolución Avenue.
Listen to my heartbeat shake the street. Now I got my pistol loaded and I'm looking for Pete. Mr. Wilson, don't you know that we can't be beat? Your little poppy tried to stop me, but I came with heat. And you can't keep a rifle looking like me, damn. And I'm proud to represent my color green. Once again, the soul. Then I'm down for the Bentley in my ragtop Chevy. Hit the voice at the front. Get your AK ready. Cause we don't got an AK. I stand my ground lock and low in a fire away. You say why? Cross the border, shit, the borders cross us. It's an automatic thrust every time I bust. So just stand back or feel a head crack. Or turn ranks of the rocks on and take it all back.
You want to know E. Frost? This is KPFT 713-526-5738. I need to see some lit phone lines right now. You need to give us a call and give us a little bit of love for the fun drive. Give us a little bit of your cash and we will continue the programming that we will do. So that's not necessarily a threat. That sounds like a threat, but it's not, I swear. You are listening to KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston. This is Ernesto Aguilar, and on the phone with me this evening, we have a man who has one of the most distinctive flows in the Chicano rap game, who has dropped a number of classics on his own, including Chicano World and Vario Dope, and has just released the new Chicano World Part 2. We have Capone on the line. Capone, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the air with us.
No problem, Doc.
So tell me a little bit about this new record.
The new album, Chicano World Part 2, is part 2 of the original Chicano World. Pretty much the first major release that we put out. That one did real good for us, and the part two, you know, it's even better. I went the route with getting better producers and stuff, out-of-state people from, like, New York, L.A. So, yeah, we put the album out. Actually, as a matter of fact, I think it comes out today, tonight, as we speak. It'll be out in the stores.
What was the concept of this record?
In every different state, just the Latinos and Chicanos, everyone's got their own different vibe. You know, where I come from, in California, the Chicano thing is, like, it's a big issue. There's many, many, many Chicano rappers, you know, underground still. Chicano world, like, from song number one to the end of it, all the kind of things that happen in the video, you know, funny stuff, sad stuff. You know, it's just not all about gangbanging and killing people. It has nothing to do with that. But like I said, this concept actually comes from Chicano World 1, and it's just, you know, it can keep on going because there's so many stories to tell, you know.
Now, how long did it take you to put this new release together?
Probably about 10 months, because I wanted to do it right. You know, the demand is like, hurry up, you know, try to make us hurry up and do stuff. So on this album, I pretty much oversaw everything that went down with it, you know, from the graphics to the final master.
As an independent artist yourself, you don't necessarily have marketing people and a bunch of label people who take care of all your business. You end up having to do a lot of that on your own and overseeing a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. As far as my staff, you know, it's a small staff. You know, if there's any independent artists listening, they can just, you know, get some free game. First thing is come up with your concept. Once you come up with the concept, sit down with your art director and come up with a cover. And then get your posters and advertisements, you know, 4 or 5 months ahead of your album. And while those advertisements are working themselves on the street for you, you're in the studio working on the tracks, you know. You know, get you about 10,000 copies pressed, get them back, and, you know, have them delivered once you set your drop date. And like I said, if you did your marketing properly, you know, they'll go off the shelf like the first 2 weeks.
A lot of artists end up inspiring a lot of youth. Do you feel a little bit of responsibility in terms of what you're writing about?
If you listen to, like, the new Chicano World, you know, if you're feeling happy, yeah, I got a song for you, you know what I'm saying? If you're feeling sad, I got a song for you. Or if you want to hear a story about some way-out stuff, you know, there's a song on there for that. But I do throw little messages out there. You know, there's one song on the Chicano World 2. There's a message to guys. When they're listening to it, they can say, you know, damn, I do that dumb stuff. You know, people that hit their kids and beat up on their wives. And these homeboys who got kids, you know, if you're a gangster, you're a real gangster, in it for life, you're in it. But when you got children and a family, that needs to be your gang. That needs to be your main focus, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing that, you ain't a man. You know, if your bills at home ain't paid and your kids ain't got clothes and food, you know, you're not a man, you know what I'm saying? So you can father children, but you can't be a dad if you ain't doing your job. Like one of the ending lyrics on there is, you can't be a gangster and a father at the same time, you know? It's impossible.
We are talking tonight with Capone, who has just released a new record, Chicano World Part 2. Latino Jam Records and Capone have offered up as a thank you gift, as part of this fun drive, copies of the CD for the $75 level as thank you gifts. Our first taker for that $75 level is going to get a free Chicano World Part 2 Rappers War t-shirt as well as part of the package. So we want to go ahead and get your calls right now. 713-526-5738. That is 713-526-KPFT. Otis, how are we looking out there, my man?
That you can't get on unless you talk to Otis.
Otis, what? How are we looking out there? Okay, well, that's good. That's good. I don't want Otis dancing around and grabbing phone calls. So that's good with me. So, well, I want you to give us a call, 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-5738. Give us a call right now. We need your support right now. Only 3 times a year. We need it right now.
Sometimes I wonder.
We want to actually cut in for a second. We're starting to get some donations. We're going to actually cut back to that song. We're going to take a little bit of advantage here of the FCC's. Yeah, well, no, actually, it's of the FCC's safe harbor area, midnight to 6 a.m., where we can actually play unedited stuff. So we're going to go ahead and actually get to the unedited version of that song, New Capone. Want to go ahead and thank a few donors who have stepped on up. We want to go ahead and thank Jackson Allers. Jackson, my man, $35. Jackson Allers, the Houston Independent Media Center news maven extraordinaire, has stepped up for $35. I got to give it to my man there, no doubt. Chris Sampson, also got to give it up, $35. We've got a few more pledges on the line, but we need to go ahead and get a call from you. 713-526-5738. That's 713-526-KPFT. We need to get your support. We need your phone calls. I can't put
Ruben
it any other way. And Ruben says hi. Otis, how are we looking out there? You want to go ahead? I'm going to put you on mic, too. Go ahead and pop on right there.
Well, there's 7 open phone lines.
As I get you with a mouthful of food. Yeah, exactly.
A chicken salad sandwich.
How is the chicken salad sandwich from Katz's, as a matter of fact?
I can't plug them.
Oh, well.
It's really good.
Well, they should have given that one free. We'll give them that one for free.
They haven't given it to us for free, but...
bastards.
I'd hate to... I don't know if we asked.
Oh, well. We'll do that next time.
We'll
next
find
time,
out.
No doubt.
I mean, they are part of the community. And this is community radio.
Mr. Katz, if you're listening, 713-526-5738. Yeah. Here's a way to help the community by giving us a call.
Deb has something.
I just want to tell you that Jackson called back, and he says he's the promo you just offered was so great, he's doubling his pledge.
Oh, my God. Beautiful thing, a beautiful thing.
Jackson. The growing news department.
Jackson is a fine, fine man. We also have Bob Bitter's pledge as well. He's gone ahead and dropped in some money into the hat, and that's a wonderful thing as well.
That Bob Bitter's keeps calling back and making new pledges.
Bob is a good man as well. We have a lot of wonderful people here who are calling in, and we need one more wonderful person, and that's you who's listening.
Don't give us more than you can. You know something, one of the things that happens is people will call in and pledge and then later realize that they can't afford it and sort of not pay it. And don't do that.
Right.
Keep your agreements. Don't pledge if you're not going to pay it.
Absolutely.
We don't want you to just make these sort of gesture pledges like you care about the show. We'd rather you just called in and tell Deb or Teresa or me or Ernesto, whoever answers the phone, that you really like the show, but you can't afford to pledge.
Certainly.
And that's pretty good. You may not be a member, but at least you're a supporter and you care and you're a listener.
Excellent point.
713-526-5738 is the number to become a member. $35 makes you a member, and we'll take your money.
Absolutely. Anything that you can give, nothing's too small. Like I was saying a little bit earlier, we have some folks who just can't necessarily afford a $75 level or a $150 level, but like the programming and want to go ahead and continue on exactly what we're doing here and now. We want to go ahead and get your call. We want your support, no doubt about it. We have Capone on the line. We're going to go ahead and cut back to him. I'm going to bring him back online, and we're going to go ahead and wrap on up. And then we've got still Jose Angel Gutierrez. We still need your pledges. We've got 20 more minutes left in this show. We've got somewhere in the neighborhood of $800. We need to raise a little bit more here, so I need you to give us your support. 713-526-5738. That's right. You heard me. Get your asses out of the chairs, out of bed, off the toilet, wherever you're at. Get up, pick up the phone, and give us a call. 713-526-5738. No kidding. This is no joke. We're bringing back Capone. 713-526-5738. We had a discussion last week about Carlos's case, and one of the things we talked about was the rate people are getting locked up around here, particularly Chicanos as well as Black people and whoever else.
You know, I've been to certain cities where my hotel room gets kicked in because they thought, you know, they smelled something. And is it this bad, you know? And then they see, you know, the tattoos and the dress, and all of a sudden, you know, hey, you're an ex-con, you know, what are you doing here? I'm like, no, I'm here to do a concert. And they're trying to find a way. They run warrant checks, NCIS checks on me, just because I guess they assume, you know, I'm some criminal. They're trying to find a way to get me in jail, but they can't. It's weird. Now that happened at SPM, it kind of scares me, you know, going to a show and who knows who's going to make what allegation or there's just, like almost a force that's going to get you in that penal system one way or another, you know. It's a scary thought.
I know we've kind of gone off on a couple of different topics here,
no problem,
but kind of bring it back to the record. What kind of influences did you bring in terms of what your musical interests are?
I sat down, you know, with my people. I said, okay, it's time to make a new record. I mean, we don't make 5 albums in a year. You know, we just try to stick around for a while. So, you know, once a year or maybe twice a year, you'll get something out of me. I said, this album has to be good, and it's got to be Mexican, dog. It's got to be Chicano. You know what I'm saying? That's the rap that we deliver. We need to build our people, our raza up, and we need to give them music that they don't have, you know what I'm saying?
And you're giving the people what they want. There aren't a lot of artists who are doing exactly what you're doing. Do you sometimes feel a little bit of pressure on you because of that?
Man, you just don't understand. All the Black rappers that are out there, I get along with all, you know, everyone I've met. And, you know, they do their music and their people can relate to it, you know. White kids can relate to it. Mexicans, we buy their stuff. But for some weird reason, Mexican rap can't do the same thing. See, my audience are the kids, you know, of parents, you know, who listen to Tucanes or Los Tigres and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Their children haven't been given rap music yet. So I'm building a whole new vibe, you know what I'm saying? I'm not just a rapper, dude. I'm a Chicano rapper. And that's one thing, you know, that not a lot of people can say that they are. Just because you're Latino and you rap don't make you a Latino rapper, because you're not talking about the lifestyle that we're living or, you know, a lot of kids are living.
Capone, any final thoughts, any other comments you may want to pitch out?
Yeah, I mean, the only way I could really say is, you know, anyone that's ever bought my material, you know, I mean, I appreciate it. Sincere when I say thank you very much. Like I say, the people that are out there buying the music, they're the ones that make the artists want to do better and show them that, hey, they are doing some decent work. Good luck to all the homeboys out there in Houston that are doing their little thing, you know. Shouts out to Shut 'Em Down, Ike Man, his whole camp, the old pals. To all the little homeboys doing their record labels, you know, good luck to you and just keep doing it. It ain't going to happen in a year, bro. You know, you got to do it for a couple years, hit them car shows. Believe it or not, hit them flea markets. You know, there's a thousands of people there. The more you get your name out, the better chance you got. You know, anyone, everybody on the computer, hit up my website, latinojamrecords.com. All the homeboys, you know, that don't got deals yet, send us your demos. We'll check them out for real. And pick up that new Capone Chicano World 2.
Capone on Sexto Sol. This is Ernesto Aguilar, KPFT 90.1 FM in Houston, 713-526-5738. If you got anything else in your head, screw it. Just drop that. All you need to remember, 713-526-5738. Got a nice little chaotic show going. Got Otis.
I'm chewing.
Who is chewing in the studio, trying to enjoy his dinner.
We've been here since 6.
Exactly.
Till 6.
So we got a little bit of chaos in the studio, but that's always kind of fun. No, that's okay. That's okay. But Capone in the studio. Before we pass with Capone, we're going to cut to one of his cuts. I definitely want to say thank you to Latino Jam Records, Chris Perez, and all the folks over at the record label. Capone is an independent voice who is going out to community radio to present his viewpoint, his perspective from his music. And that's what KPFT is all about. It's about independent voices, about reaching out to different communities, underrepresented communities. This station has been here for 30 years, has been doing just that. If you want to see that type of programming continue, if you want to see voices like Amy Goodman's and Democracy Now!, if you want to see this type of programming, you want to see the BBC, no other station is carrying the BBC. If you want to see that type of stuff being carried, you want to hear Rourke and Phil and all the programming that we've got across the station, Nuestra Palabra, Gus Garza, Valamaro, a lot of other folks who are doing programming out of the passion in their hearts. We need your support to continue to do that. Democracy Now! Doesn't pop out of the air. This electricity
so
and everything.
Expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Electricity,
news
as you know, doesn't
affairs.
Pop out of the air either.
Mm.
So
news and public affairs is so expensive. I'll tell you the secret.
What's that?
If you when you pledge to Ernesto's show, I don't want Ernesto to hear this. It actually goes into the pot.
Oh damn! Oh well. Well, I the big
Ernesto
secret's out.
Get any of it?
The big secret's out. The big secret's out. But at the same time, this is definitely something you want to support. The reason that I got involved in KPFT is folks like Otis, folks like Hitaji, people who really inspired me to become a programmer. And I know that there are a lot of people who were where I was at a few years ago, just as a listener, kind of checking this thing out, and was in a far flung area and didn't have any other resources around. There are people I know who are listening to this show out in Seabrook, out in Channel View, out in Galveston,
that's
out on the East End, Vadio Denver Harbor, Vadio Magnolia, who are out on the North End, Acres Homes, and a lot of other areas who may not necessarily have access to resources. A-Leaf, I'm talking about a lot of these people, a lot of you folks who are listening right now, different areas who don't necessarily have the access that maybe someone who is at the station every single day might have. We bring you voices, we bring you perspectives, we bring you news and music that you need to hear. What's up, Deb?
I want to tell you about Evelyn. Evelyn just called in. She's a new listener, brand new member, and she pledged very generously because she loves your show.
Oh, is that so? Is that so? Holy moly. So we'll go ahead. We want to go ahead and thank Evelyn on the air.
New member,
as a matter of fact, to Pacifica. A very, very generous pledge. Gotta say thank you to Evelyn.
Put it on her credit card.
Oh, my God.
Such a cool, easy way to do it.
Oh, my God. That's a...
You can break it up into monthly payments. I mean, you can do any kind of thing. You just call up and dicker with our talented and experienced volunteers answering the phone.
Exactly.
But tonight you can get hold of the lab chair and you can give her some input if you want.
Yeah, this is your chance to make comments. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. The horse's ear.
Come on, just give a quick call. Who wants to listen to Ernesto anyway?
Exactly. Yeah, who wants to hear me kind of ramble on? If you don't call, I'll just keep rambling. 713-526-5738. Let's get to Capone. We're going to go right after Capone to Jose Angel Gutierrez. He's kind of our featured speaker. I'm going to probably bop into Jeff's program, but Jeff can arm wrestle me, but he's a big guy. I don't know if he's going to... He could probably take me, so I'm going to go ahead and hopefully try to avoid that. Maybe I can negotiate, give him some Otis's food or something. So
well,
anyway, Jeff's probably listening
I'll
to this right now.
I'll work for you.
Here. Beautiful, beautiful man. I love it. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. 526-KPFT. Give us a call right now.
Sometimes I wonder, sometimes I think, why we're living under. Why it gotta be this way? They gotta hear my story, shit, homie. Gotta hear.
Tell me it's real. This can't be real. The world can kiss my ass. That's how I feel. For real. Why's it gotta be this way? Too many bad stories where I stay. For real. No bullshit. Something in my body always pissing. Tell me it's real. What's gonna happen when the Mexicans unite? Starts to cabin.
I see corruption so vivid where my raza is living. Getting half the percent of the 100 we're given. It's been a long struggle and a longer walk. Only option left is war. Nothing's working when we talk. Guess the world likes the violence we bring to each other. Watch them stare at the 5 kids with a single mother. Thinking all that we're worth is impalas and rims. Tattoos and gangs populating their pens. We're moving their dope, driving their planes and their boats. And the little cut we get carries a 10-year stretch. What you expect? Fuck the Mexicans. The government's a mob. That's why they win. They hit our buildings, brought the pain and the glory. But a vato like me wonders what's behind the story. All I know is something ain't correct. Cause our city's looking shitty and so do our checks.
Tell me it's real. This can't be real. The world can kiss my ass. That's how I feel. For real. Why's it gotta be this way? Too many bad stories where I stay. For real. No bullshit. Something in my body always missing. Tell me it's real. What's gonna happen when the Mexicans unite? Starts to cabin.
They can't blame it on our schools, cause that place is ugly. It's like a prison. No motivation for an education. Mexican hero, I wanna be one. Where I grew up, I've never seen one. My city's fast, no way to relax. When we don't know our past, and we're watching our backs. I'd rather smoke, fucking drink, than do coke, than think on this shit. Cause the system's a trip. Pawn shops and check hats and shops on our blocks. Heroin tracks under our t-shirts and socks. Got no respect for my parents. They're religious, prayed all their lives, and good still miss us. Did heaven diss us, or maybe forget us? I can't tell, cause this looks like hell. I'm still praying, someday we'll see grace, and I can finally put a smile on my face, for real.
Tell me it's real, this can't be real. The world can kiss my ass, that's how I feel. For real, why's it gotta be this way? Too many bad stories where I stay. I'm for real, I ain't bullshitting. Body always pissing. Tell me it's real. What's gonna happen when the Mexicans unite? Starts to cabin.
Some of us dropped out of school, had to get a job. Some of us have chosen steal, bang, shoot, and rob. Some of us are dedicated to the gangs we love. For some of us, that's the only time we get a hug. Some of us have found the path to a better life. Hope they come back for us when they get it right. Some of us have never learned from our older brothers. And some of us are just some hard-headed motherfuckers. And some of us like to fight, stab, and shoot each other. And some of us are trying to learn to love one another. And some of us want to be strong like our mothers. Cause her dad had been in jail for 10 summers. A few of us beat the system and graduated. I ain't hating, I'm glad they made it. It's just hard to come up when your first steps in life are all fucked up.
Tell me it's real, this can't be real. The world can kiss my ass, that's how I feel. For real, why's it gotta be this way? Too many sad stories where I stay. I'm for real, I ain't bullshitting. Something in my body always missing. Tell me it's real, what's gonna happen when the Mexicans come up? Starts to cabin, but the cat's real.
Capone on Sexto Sol. This is Ernesto Aguilar hanging out in the studio with Otis McClay, program director extraordinaire. Still chewing. He's got a very, very yummy... Intra-eye program director then. I guess kind of like the Apple thing, ICEO.
IPD.
IPD. So
sounds like a dirty book or something.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? It does.
The Indianapolis Police Department.
Exactly. And the reason that Otis is here is, well, I'm sure that he loves my company.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he loves
love
my company. We're here for Fun Drive. We're here for Marathon. 713-526-5738. We're joined by Jeff Thomas in the studio
We're going to go over a little bit, Jeff. Can
That's
you handle
right.
it?
Yeah,
Jeff's a good man as well. We need to get your pledge. To give it up for Otis, give it up for Jeff. You want to give it up for everybody else who has been kind enough with their time, myself included, to bring you programming than you're not going to find anywhere else. You want to go ahead and give us a call, 713-526-5738. The reason that we are going over is to run our interview with Jose Angel Gutierrez. He is kind of the hyped up guy that we've been wanting to play on the air. So Jeff is being kind enough to let us go ahead and do that.
Do that 2-hour interview, right?
Exactly, that whole 2-hour. It's actually 10 minutes, so we're going to go over just a few minutes. But you'll want to go ahead and check out the interview. One of the things that Jose Angel talks about is his experiences with Reyes López Tijerina. There were four major Chicano civil rights leaders in the 1960s, Cesar Chavez, Reyes, Jose Angel, and Corky Gonzalez. Those who may be familiar with that type of history will know people like Corky and Cesar, and will probably know Jose Angel as well. He breaks into a lot about Reyes's history and goes so far as to define him as the Chicano Malcolm X. Very, very interesting history. Interesting perspective as a whole from Jose Angel. You'll want to go ahead and check out his interview. He translated Reyes's book. We have that book in the studio for the $150 level. If you go ahead and give us a generous pledge, we will go ahead and make sure that you get a copy of that book. We also have some other wonderful texts. Antonia Pantoja's book. Antonia is a wonderful community organizer, a Puerto Rican who did a lot of work in New York City. We also have several texts by Graciela Limon, several of her previous texts, as well as new texts. Erased Faces, I believe, is her newest book. But you also have some of the classics as well. Yeah, certainly. So, hell, give us a little bit more. We'll give you all the books. Who knows? No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Hey,
we only got 10 copies of each, though.
Exactly.
And these are being shared, so you might want to get in on this.
Exactly.
713-526-5738 is the number to call. And if you call now, maybe we talk for another 30 seconds or so. Call while we're talking.
713-526-5738.
You don't want to miss...
you don't want to miss the books.
Angel Gutierrez.
You got it. Good man. I'm very impressed.
I'm working on it.
Hey, I'm impressed. So, yeah, we want to hear those phones ringing right now. We need to hear those phones ringing for us right now. You can take advantage, get that Capone Chicano World Part 2 CD. You can get those books, Graciela Limon. You can get Antonia Pantoja, Reyes Tijerina, and many, many more. We have a lot of great stuff. We also have, if you're not into those, we also have other premiums.
Baseball caps, mugs,
a little bit of everything.
Bags, CD cases, you know, all that kind of stuff.
You can haggle. This is definitely haggle central, especially this time of night. If you're calling up to give us money, I mean, we'll pretty much kind of work with you on anything. So we've got probably some office chairs and some other stuff we can give you too. So I'm going to go ahead and cut to Jose Angel, but we need to hear those phones ring. 713-526-5738. 713-526-KPFT. Otis, final
Jam
comments.
KPFT.
Jam
final
KPFT.
Go for it. Call now.
Call now.
713-526-5738. Seriously.
Beautiful.
Call now.
Call
Become
now.
A member of this this ongoing event.
526-5738. Give us a call right now. This is Ernesto Aguilar on 90.1 FM KPFT in Houston. I want to welcome to the program this evening a man who needs no introduction, but he is a living legend, a longtime fighter for Chicano civil rights, co-founder of La Raza Unida Party, and an author. He is Jose Angel Gutierrez. Mr. Gutierrez, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much for putting me on. At least you found me. Most people have forgotten. That's why I say I'm a rumor in my own time. Fortunately, our public schools and our higher institutions of learning ignore and erase our history to this day, so people don't know about our civil rights struggle.
Which is unfortunate, because the work you did paved the way for where we really are today. Now, as of late, I know you've just done some writing. Can you let listeners know what you've been up to right now?
Well, you know, most of my time is spent as a professor over at the University of Texas at Arlington. I'm in the Department of Political Science. Since I'm tenured, and now we have post-tenure review in Texas, to continue to keep being productive. So I have been writing basically a book a year, in addition to articles and other presentations and so on. But my last thing, been by coincidence, a local publisher there at the University of Houston, Arte Publico, which is a fine press. They've got a great bunch of books, and they've got a Hispanic civil rights series. That's their choice of words. They asked me to revise and add to my gringo manual on how to handle Mexicans, which was first self-published back in 1974. That was a long time ago, and that was the first bilingual book that I recall. It's the first self-help book by Chicanos, and it was the first book on power relationships. I mean, that was a real classic back then. It's kind of like the Chicano equivalent to Mao Zedong's little red book that everybody quoted among the Red Guards back when.
And it's frankly an incredible book, and it really should be required reading for everyone.
Well, and the utility is that you can take the word Chicano out and put in women or gay or black or handicapped or any kind of other category of a person, and it fits because it's about power relationships among those who have power and how they do their machinations against those that are powerless and how the system keeps doing the same thing over and over. Because people don't come equipped with how to handle the system. People are not systems literate. We have to learn how the system works, and then we have to learn how to make it work for us. And then when we finally get sophisticated, try to make our own world and our own system. And that's tough. That's where the activism and the militancy comes in.
Now, in addition, I understand you've just finished up other works as well?
Well, yes, Arte Publico, this Gringo Manual on How to Handle Mexicans, revised edition, is the second edition, and it just came out last year. The year before that, they published what I translated and edited, a book called They Call Me King Tiger, My Struggle for the Land and Our Rights. That is actually the autobiography of Reyes López Tijerina, because, you know, it's part of the complaint we started the program with of erasing our history and not giving us our proper due and then distorting what little they do give us credit for. Here is a man, he's a Texan, Tejano, from Falls City, who ended up in New Mexico and championing our right to recover the lost land, the homeland. All of these lands here, especially people in Houston, know that that monument there in San Jacinto is to that epic moment where General and President Santa Anna lost to the Texas Revolutionary Forces and at gunpoint, and as a prisoner of war and hostage was made to sign that Treaty of Velasco. This has no precedent in the annals of war. You don't have a prisoner to sign, but they did. And so he ended up giving up Texas, and that became the Republic of Texas. This man is fighting to recover all of these lands that we've lost at one time or another. And so his autobiography was written in Spanish by him and published in the late 70s in Mexico. Well, as you know and your listeners know, we just don't read Spanish. I mean, you know, we may be Latinos and we may be Hispanics and we may be Chicanas and Chicanos and all of that, but our world is an English-speaking world, and we don't read Spanish enough. So nobody read his autobiography. In fact, even the academics never even reviewed his book. I searched and searched for a review by scholars in Chicano studies and anywhere else about this book and didn't find one single review. It's kind of like he's the best-kept secret.
Could you drop a little history here? Reyes is certainly one of the most influential figures of the Movimiento, but not known by a lot of people.
Well, he is just a civil rights figure of eminence. You know, putting it in terms that young people can understand or people who know about the black civil rights movement, because usually anything discussed in America is always in this black-white paradigm. He is the Chicano Malcolm X. Malcolm X only talked about doing things. Tijerina did them. He waged war, went to war against the state of New Mexico and the federal government of the United States. And as a consequence, you know, they persecuted him. They went after him and set him up for surveillance and tried to assassinate him, and he bombed his offices. They raped his wife, police officers did. Just harassed this man almost to death. But he survived. He continued to champion the cause. Now, he began learning about this on his travels through New Mexico, where people there would tell him that they lost their land and so on. Tijerina heard all these stories, and he went to investigate in Mexico and was run out of Mexico for raising these issues, because Mexico got like $15 million from the United States government as payment for those lands that they took in 1846 to 48. Now, Mexico doesn't want to be reminded that they owe us that money plus interest. Once he was thrown out of Mexico, he went to Spain and dug up a lot of those records. So he brought back original records to show that we were owners, we're the progeny of owners who once owned all the Southwest and part of the Midwest and even into Florida and up all the way up to Jamestown. I mean, that's way up into the U.S. That there was the United States, we were already here. And yet people now call us immigrants, that we're aliens, that we don't belong on these lands, and it's the other way around. We've always been here. So Tijerina gave us an awareness of that history, gave us the baptismal rights. We not only have the Constitution of the United States that gives us rights, we have state constitutions that also give us rights, and we have these treaties, because treaties are the supreme law of the land. That's according to Article 6, Section 2 of the United States Constitution. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Article 2, Section 6. That's the supreme law of the land. And so he has given us all these legal documents to show that we are entitled, because something stolen can never be made legitimate unless you go to court. He then tried to go peacefully, writing petitions, filing lawsuits, and got nowhere. So then he started doing demonstrations, and he started taking the land. He took over the Kit Carson National Park under the Fifth Amendment and the Ninth Amendment of the Constitution. He went and did citizens' arrests of office holders. And that's what got him into a shoot-em-up at a courthouse in Tierra Maria. And then he became a hunted man, and from then on, he kind of unraveled because the courts and the lawyers all conspired to deny him his rights, even though in the first court cases, he's not a lawyer, but he defended himself and got himself acquitted. His trial in Tierra Maria is in the book of the 12 best trials in the United States, right up there with the Scopes Monkey trial and some of those very famous court cases. He is a very, very competent man. He's now 76 years old. He has left the United States. He lives in Uruapan, Michoacan, with his third wife, and he watches aguacates grow. But he still comes around and speaks at campuses. And I thought it was important for me, in order to continue my work on the Chicano movement and our leaders and leadership and all that, to detail the role of the federal government in destroying our organizations and our leaders, the federal surveillance and the harassment and so on, like what we're seeing now going on under this umbrella of seeking out terrorists. Tijerina was targeted, and I want to document all that, so I had to translate his autobiography where he writes his story of harassment and abuse by the government. So that's what got me to that, and I'm glad I did, because now young people and anybody in English can read his life story and realize what a contribution he has made.
What do you recommend people do to improve their awareness about people like Reyes and others?
Well, I think the first thing that people ought to do is get access to information. The number of the University Distribution Center for the Making of a Chicano Militant is 1-800-621-2736. Arte Publico, right there in Houston, they have an 800 number, and that's 1-800-633-2783. And they should call and get the catalog of all the books they publish, because that way you can then go with that catalog to your local library branch and say, order all these books. Or go to your closest politician and say, you make sure you help me get these books in the library. Because if they're not there, we can't find them, and therefore we can't read them. And I recommend that people read not only books they like, but books they don't like. Because you need to be grounded. You need to be rooted. You need to have a foundation on those things you stand for and those things you stand against.
Mr. Gutierrez, you are going to be in town in a few weeks. Could you let the listeners know exactly where you're going to be at, dates, location?
Well, the Hispanic employees of the IRS have an association, a national association, and their national conference is going to be in Houston. So I'm going to be speaking to them on July the 10th, and I will have a table with my books, and I'll be signing and autographing books for them, and the public is invited for that part anyway. It's at the Intercontinental Hotel Galleria, July the 10th from 4 o'clock on to about 7. It's at 2222 West Loop South. And if anybody wants to call the hotel, that number is 713-627-7600.
We kind of play. And this is Sexto Sol, or this is the end of Sexto Sol. This is actually Nighthawk Postcards. We have Jeff Thomas in the studio. You want to say anything, Jeff?
I just want to say real quick that you did a great job. This is your second show, and I was saying, I was listening to my way up here. And the guy sounds like a pro. Sounds like he's been pitching for years. And I know you guys got a lot of response. I hope there's still people listening to my show in a few minutes.
You need to definitely give Jeff his props when you give calls to 713-526-5738. Here's a guy who's been doing programming for a good long time, has a wonderful program, definitely one of the better ones on KPFT, one of the more professional-sounding shows, and definitely one of those programs that I try not to miss every week because it's an excellent program.
Thank you.
And Jeff has plenty of premiums as well, mugs, T-shirts, KPFT merchandise as well. You want to go
swag,
ahead?
Exactly. Swag.
Got some swag here.
So I want to make a quick point before we quit. As far as pitching goes, and this is the fun drive, And it's important that people pony up the dough because that's how we pay the bills.
No doubt.
And this one point I really wanted to make was, you know, there's a lot of turmoil and a lot of people aren't sure what's happening at KPFT. There's been a lot of changes and a lot of show changes in the last few weeks even.
Certainly.
And I pointed this out last fun drive. I want to make the point again that, you listen to Ernesto's show and there's a whole new group of people that have infused KPFT with this incredible energy. And you're one of those guys, Ernesto.
Thank
you. You can listen to his show and you can hear the passion that he feels for this, for these issues. And he wants to bring them to people's attention. And, a lot of people feel the same way you do, but they don't do that much about it maybe, you know,
sure.
And if you can't be on the air, but you feel, you know, if you feel passionate about these things too, one thing you can do is support Pacifica Radio. And like I said, I did a lot of fun drives up here late at night and I was the only guy here. And now there's always people here when I show up, people in the production booth, people, you know, now there's people answering my phones. And, you know, there's just a great new vibe at KPFT. And I hope you guys can all be a part of it. And give us a call at 713-526-KPFT and pledge your money. And I can officially start my pledge drives, yes?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, and I want to definitely give props to Jeff since he gave it to me. Jeff, we kind of touched on when we were in my segment talking about how we bring out independent artists and independent voices out onto the radio. A lot of the artists that Jeff's playing don't get airplay anywhere else.
Well, they don't.
City.
I make a very concerted effort to not play stuff that you're going to hear anywhere else on the dial. And, you know, if there was 100 stations, let's say there's 50 stations in Houston on the FM dial, probably 40 of them are owned by one company.
Exactly, Clear Channel.
That, you know, let's go ahead and say Clear Channel. The classic rock station sounds in Houston the same as it does in every other city in the country. And we have a chance to do something really unique here, and it's really worth your time and really worth your money, I feel. And you can pledge at whatever amount you feel comfortable. $35, I think, is the minimum pledge level. It's
right.
And they'll send you a bumper sticker for your car, and you let people know that you listen and that you support. 713-526-KPFT.
Absolutely. And technically, anything you've got, I think we'd be certainly happy to take.
Whatever level you feel comfortable with. Indeed. If you have $10, we will definitely take it, and it will definitely help.
And think about, when you're listening to Jeff's show tonight, think about the music that he's playing and how you're not going to find that anywhere else. Think about what he gives to your week when you tune into Nighthawk Postcards. Think about some of the things that he's exposed you to. You think, wow, that's a really cool song. I have not found that anywhere else. Think about some of the things that he's playing on his show and give us a call, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. Definitely give it up for Jeff. You need to go ahead and support his program. We're going to go ahead and kick in at Nighthawk Postcards. I'm Ernesto Aguilar. I want to thank Jeff, of course, for letting me horn in on his show.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. And we're going to go ahead and come right back. Again, we need to hear some phone rings. I am listening in the lobby, and I hear Otis chit-chatting, but I do not hear a phone. We need somebody to pick up the phone.
Otherwise, I'm going to be listening to Otis chatting all night.
Exactly,
so,
and you don't want that.
The phone needs to ring.
You don't want that. He's going to be sad in here, and then he's going to put sad music on, and you definitely don't want that. So come on, 713-526-5738, 713-526-KPFT. We're going to kick into some music, and Jeff's going to be back after this.
I'd sell your heart to the junk man, baby, for a buck. If you're looking for someone to pull you out of that ditch, you're out of luck. Ship is sinking, the ship is sinking. There's a leak in the boiler room, the poor, the lame, the blind.